The Trump administration continues to keep the pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Here's President Trump yesterday at the White House standing next to Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro.
We really haven't done the really tough sanctions yet. We can do the tough sanctions, and all options are open, so we may be doing that. But we haven't done the toughest of sanctions, as you know. We've done, right down the middle.
Many U.S. allies in Latin America are standing side by side with the U.S. support of the Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and his effort to oust Maduro. But there are some exceptions. Mexico has remained neutral in the dispute. Rodrigo Cervantes of member station KJZZ reports from Mexico City.
It's lunchtime in Mexico City, and tasty Venezuelan dishes arrive to the tables of Orale Arepa. Luis Rojas manages the restaurant, which has an unbeatable location.
Next to the Venezuela embassy, I think it's working pretty good.
Rojas moved from his homeland 5 years ago to the country where his family lives now.
We live here in Mexico like we used to do in the 90s in Venezuela. So we feel very comfortable here.
Rojas says since President Nicolás Maduro took power, more Venezuelans have moved to Mexico. And he can tell from the growing lines of people outside the embassy. The Venezuelan embassy declined a request for an interview, but data from the Mexican government show that Rojas might be right. The largest group of foreigners in Mexico requesting or renewing residence cards in 2018 were from Venezuela. That's almost 20,000 people. And 73% of resident refugees in Mexico come from Venezuela, followed by Salvadorans and Hondurans. In fact, from 2017 to 2018, the number of Venezuelan refugee residents increased from almost 800 to nearly 3,000.
People don't believe, but it's no food, no security. The basic things that you take for granted, we don't have it in Venezuela.
Rojas says President Donald Trump did the right thing by recognizing opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president of Venezuela. And while Rojas is happy in Mexico, he's disappointed with the government's neutrality.
What I would like for Mexico is to change their mind and help us a little bit, you know, to get involved.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, or AMLO, stated that Mexico would support a peaceful, negotiated solution in Venezuela, following the principle of non-interventionism.
I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think that's going to be of any help.
That's Macario Schettino, political analyst and researcher at the Tec de Monterrey College in Mexico City. And he says AMLO tries to emulate a Mexico from the past century, with its closer ties to Latin America than to the United States.
He thinks that defending the autocrats of Bolivia, Venezuela, Nicaragua, he's going to separate from the U.S.
Critics like Schettino see Mexico's position as lukewarm or even as a pat on Maduro's back, particularly as other countries, including Colombia, Argentina, Brazil, and Canada, joined the U.S. in support of the opposition leader. But many others applaud Mexico's stance and consider it righteous or even brave against U.S. domination.
Why did Mexico take that stand to appeal to what they consider left here in Mexico, to a certain segment that questions whether Venezuela is really that bad off?
That's Amy Glover, an analyst and CEO of Spaceite, a global emerging markets consulting firm. She thinks AMLO is focusing more on domestic policies and is not interested in engaging in a diplomatic conflict with the U.S. Glover says Mexico's position with Venezuela is a rhetorical stance similar to the one it took with Cuba decades ago, in which it kept its relationship with the communist government despite the U.S. embargo. Glover says Mexico and the U.S. probably had a conversation to agree on their positions before going public.
And the less said, the better publicly. I have a feeling that that was what was ironed out.
Hundreds gathered in Mexico City in late February to support Guaido and ask Mexico to respond to the food crisis in Venezuela. Juan Aguilera is a Venezuelan immigrant and one of the organizers.
No tiene nada que ver con política, ya es un tema humano.
Aguilera says the humanitarian crisis already goes beyond politics and political stances.
De hecho, yo creo que Andrés Manuel López Obrador llegó al gobierno como un defensor de derechos humanos.
He says AMLO was elected because he was seen as a human rights defender, and he hopes the president breaks his silent alliance with Maduro.
Se ha demostrado que los pueblos no son los gobiernos. Los pueblos, cada pueblo tiene su propia voluntad.
But Aguilera says that at the end of the day, it's the people and not the governments who make the difference.
¡Que queremos! ¡Libertad! ¡Libertad!
For Here and Now, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City.